A mutant is very dangerous to you because he flies faster than you do and shoots at you.
This week on LCG Pod, we got Travis Scott in the house?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe I'm a Fortnite player now, guys. Who knows?
I don't know. Also, we're going to get into a little bit of Xbox and PlayStation talk. Guys, I know we know all the hardware. I know we know all the software. I just want to know what games we're getting. Can anybody help me out with that?
Spin a wheel and pick a direction.
Right. Okay. Thanks. Good job.
In this game, the object is for you to kill everything coming at you and to avoid being killed.
And you will die.
Welcome back to the League of Casual Gamers podcast, your hardcore podcast for casual gaming. I am your host, Brian, and I'm here with the two greatest hosts in the world, man, the money man, Jay Moolah.
What's up, everybody? How you doing?
And your boy who's way too boosted, but we call him Beat.
How's it going, gentlemen? Y'all feeling
man,
good?
I'm good. How y'all doing, gentlemen?
Great. Good. Everybody still healthy?
I think so. To stay as healthy as possible. I've been doing a lot of drinking lately. A little bit of inside baseball. My wife and I were supposed to be in Japan this week. Show was supposed to be on hiatus because you can't do a great show without a great host. But nonetheless, we're here.
We would have found a way. The pod finds a way, kids. Never forget.
We would have figured it out.
So we had a Japanese week with a lot of sake. So I've been down in sake lately. It's like a mixture between a wine and alcohol. It's weird, yeah. But
if you didn't grow up on it, it's definitely maybe not an off-putting flavor, but just a different flavor. It literally takes getting used to. It's not vodka, kids.
It's not. It's not. I like to say it's bigger than a mouse, smaller than a breadbasket, for those of you out there who know what I'm talking about. We got a great show for him today, guys. We're going to talk about a little bit of this Travis Scott news. He dropped into Fortnite recently. I'm super excited to get into that because my wife and I are watching. My wife doesn't play video games, hates video games. She thinks I'm a child, but she loved what we saw on Facebook the other night. I'm excited about that. And then we're going to talk a little bit about What the news that is not around the releases for the new Xbox and PlayStation console. What games are coming out? I don't know about you guys, but I want to know what's coming out because no one's talking about it.
Yeah. I mean, the roadmap is not what we initially talked about. We kicked the year off with a great roadmap of what this year is going to look like, leading in terms of video game releases all the way up to the release of the next gen systems. And that roadmap, we're completely off the road. We're in the backwoods. We lost a tire. Now we're fumbling around for the light, and we need to know how we're going to come out of this thing.
Yeah. But before we do, remember, you can always catch us at LCG Pod on all major social media platforms. And please like and subscribe on all your major podcast platforms. Give us that 5 stars. And never forget, we are on IGTV, ladies and gentlemen. You're probably listening to us right now. But let's jump into a little bit of Fortnite talk, guys. Now, I know that you guys don't play Fortnite. I don't play Fortnite.
Not at all.
I don't touch stuff.
Never heard of it. Never seen it.
The only reason I've ever downloaded Fortnite is because I needed my Xbox to come on remotely, and the one way to get your Xbox to come on remotely is to download something. So I do own Fortnite to a certain extent. But that is about as far as I got. But anyway, Travis Scott made a surprise appearance?
Everybody knew Travis Scott did a
live virtual concert in Fortnite. This dude drops in like a fucking fallen star coming out of space, hits the ground and does a concert for over 12 million concurrent players. Yeah. Guys, this was an incredible. He's teleporting. He's dancing. He's 1,000 feet tall walking through the Fortnite environment. I loved it, Jay. What was your reaction when you saw this thing?
I mean, first there's, Mario and Donkey Kong. Then there's Sonic the Hedgehog. And now you have Travis Scott. I mean, it's a landmark moment in video game history. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many.
Wow. Amazing comparison, by the way. He's up there with sliced bread, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead.
I mean, I don't know how many more ways you can do something like this that's so moving and motivating, but I think you captured a lot of elements here that really speak to gaming culture. I mean, you have to also look at Travis Scott's body of work lends itself really well to, you know, millennials and people kind of in our demo, let's just say the under 45 age group. And that alone will draw in a lot of eyes, a lot of content. Then you mix that with Fortnite players who are already on there, active, engaged, and everything else. You get people like Ninja who are also streaming it on their platforms. You know, it was kind of a perfect storm scenario of pop culture meets gaming culture meets music culture, you know, and I really do think we're going to see a lot more concerts like this. They touted it as a concert.
Yeah.
And I think I would say it was. Yeah. I have to also imagine, like, if you think, okay, Travis Scott is one thing, but now you look around and say, all right, who else we got? You know, who else can we do this with? Well played, Fortnite. Well played.
Nice. B.
Yeah, I mean, when I first heard about this, my initial gut reaction, because, you know, I'm a 32-year-old male, is that this is going to be uber stupid. And I was like, there was not going to be a chance in hell this was going to be good. There was not going to be a chance in hell I was going to watch it.
Second.
And lo and behold, it was, not only was it really good, I was thoroughly impressed by what I was seeing. So
you were entertained.
Yeah, I didn't. Obviously, I don't play Fortnite. I don't have a character or anything like that. Like Brian says, it's on my system, but it's not like I've ever played it. I saw the footage of it afterwards because it was floating all around social media. So, you know, I was like, all right, let me just see what all the hype is about this. So I turned it on, and like you said, I'm not gonna lie, guys. He drops in, he explodes out, he's singing to the beat of what I think is I loved that song by Travis Scott and Drake. And I'm like, oh my God, this is actually really, really good. I'm getting chills watching him zoom around and dance to the beat and everything. And I'm like, and I'm starting to think, holy crap, they're on to something here. And this has been, you know, call it the silver lining or whatever of this quarantine and this COVID lockdown, is that we're forced to really explore different mediums of entertainment. And this would have never happened in a normal world.
No.
But it did. And we've learned something new, and I'm going to echo Jay's sentiment. This is not the last we're going to see of it, and not just because, you know, we're still in lockdown, and they've already announced that Travis Scott is going to do two more concerts. But we're going to see this post-quarantine. We're going to see this moving forward. We're a digital society now. Everything is on our monitors and in the palm of our hands. And we just saw a cartoon-rendered concert pull more eyes or concurrent players. Please keep defining that one for me.
Right,
but
right.
The fact is they got a shit ton of engagement. Anytime you're going to have a shit ton of engagement, even if this cuts in half after the quarantine, you're selling ads, you're selling merch, you're getting people to buy into this. Like, can you imagine a high quality rendered concert where you can dial in and you can jump into this virtual world with an avatar that you build in your game. I mean, there's so many games that are better rendered. There's so many possibilities for this. And trust me, guys, now the money is going to fucking be there. Concept approved.
Give me my VR goggles while we're at it.
It's all there. I mean,
shout out to Fortnite for continuing to be on the cutting edge of video game interaction. I mean, they just continue to lead the way, and everyone's going to follow. And, you know, 12 million concurrent, I don't care what the fuck you're doing, it's going to get play. People are going to try and replicate this in so many ways now. It's free. Fortnite continues to do shit for free. Never forget, if you want people to be involved in your game, give it to people for free. We will buy stuff once we get inside. Fortnite continues to lead the way. I love what they did here, and I can't wait to see more. But we are going to leave it there. Thank you, Fortnite. And jump into something that Jay brought to the pod's attention recently, which is we've been hearing a lot about the hardware and the software that's coming with the Xbox Series X and the PlayStation 5, but we are not getting information about video game launches and debuts. I, for one, am wondering if these systems are going to launch in what is basically 6 months from now, where are all the titles that are going to come with it? I mean, we heard a little bit about Halo with Xbox. We know Last of Us should be coming out with PlayStation, but, you know, Last of Us has their thumb up their ass right now, so we'll see if they pull it out. But what is happening, Jay? Like, what are we doing here? What games are we going to... Are we just going to buy empty systems and wait till 2021 to play with them?
No, So PlayStation is best positioned right now to deliver both a next-gen console system and a robust next-gen game library. During the pre-meeting, you know, we were talking about this, and I think, you know, at any point, PlayStation can sneeze and launch Horizon Zero Dawn 2, Spider-Man 2, God of War, Last of Us 2. I mean, they can – any of those are console sellers. You know, that's the challenge, right? Xbox, on the other hand, has, what, Gears 6, maybe, I guess, Halo.
Gears fucking 6. Are we all – we're so over Gears right now. But go ahead.
I mean, but this is the challenge, right? You know, this is – and this is exactly where PlayStation always wins this fight. You know, in the long run, it's all about the games. That's all people care about. If you have exclusive titles on your platform that are these AAA heavy hitter titles, bravo, well done, you did it. You know, if you have these cross platform games that you poured over to your system, it's not a console seller.
So why haven't we heard about any exclusive titles yet for Xbox and PlayStation, other than the obvious that I've already named? Where is the waterfall of titles that are launching with these systems? Where are
I think just my 30-second opinion on that is Xbox has focused on fighting PlayStation on the hardware battle, because that's where the fight started for the next-gen console cycle. They know they can't fight them right now on the exclusive title fight. You know, that's not where they are going to win, at least right now. They might have some things up their sleeve, but they decided to go toe-to-toe with them on the technology, and now we're going to watch it play out where we actually have to hear and see games.
Xbox is fighting on the fronts that they think that they can win. Brandon, what do you think? Where are all our titles at, B?
Our titles are where everything else is at. It's stuck inside because of quarantine. I mean, you can't develop games without developers, and you can't have developers because most offices and stuff are staying 6 feet away from each other. Guys, this is what we've been kind of foreshadowing all along. It's the delay of Last of Us, the delay of Cyberpunk, the issues with speculation that it's going to be hard to get parts for it to build these systems. And every time we turn around, we're seeing another developer say, yeah, well, we don't know if we're going to make that launch date. So everything's getting pushed into 2021. Games that are supposed to be launched in early 2021 are talking about late 2021 now, or 2022. It's because there's no one around to even do anything right now. And the problem in keep wagging your finger at me, kids, when I keep telling you that these game systems might not come out the end of the year, that those are going to get delayed. If these companies, and by these companies I mean Microsoft and PlayStation, don't have the games they need and the exclusive they need to launch their systems correctly, they're not going to launch. You can't launch a boat without a crew. And the crew are these fucking games that get people like Jay to go out and buy the systems. Yeah. I mean, there's just no one in the offices, guys. So, I mean, that's where your games are. They're stuck inside, just like you and me.
So you can't hype the games because you don't know when the systems are coming out. You don't know when the systems come out, so there's no point in hyping the games right now. We need a little bit more ground to stand on before ads start running, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, it's a chicken and the egg. Everybody's pointing at each other. Meanwhile, everybody's standing 6 feet away from each other. So cue your Spider-Man meme.
Nobody wants to show their hand right now either. Everybody's like, let's wait and see what happens first.
Oh yeah, it's a wait and see, and not to drag it out, but it's definitely a wait and see, because if the clouds part in 2 months, and they got 3 months to ram this thing out the door, they're going to do it, and they're going to claim they knew that the whole time. But they're not going to kill their hype early. We've said that all along. They're not going to tell you right now that the system's not coming out in September. They're gonna wait till August to do that.
Well, you heard it here first, guys. The video game industry is in a Mexican fucking standoff. We see who will blink first, and we'll leave it there. Remember to catch us at LCG Pod or all your major podcast platforms. Give us those 5 stars, and never forget, we are on IGTV. Ladies and gentlemen, we will see you next week.